Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The debate last night was an absolute snore fest. Correct me if I'm wrong. I really don't have anything to say about it, but I did happen to speed up the audio really quick so we can listen to it all together. I took about 20 minutes this morning and crunched this down to 10 seconds. So this is entire hour and 45 minutes. I sped this up and compressed it over and over again until it was down to 10 seconds. So this is actually the real audio from the GOP debates last night in 10 seconds. Take a listen. Yeah. That's actually more closer to 6 seconds, but you get the idea. It kind of sounds like water, doesn't it? It's like no pitch shifting at all. It's just completely sped up. That's the entire... Here, you want to... 1 second. That's the entire debate. Isn't that weird? What if your brain could actually absorb all that information that quickly, like in your subconscious, and somehow we just all listen to the debate collectively all at once? Thank God it's almost Friday, because that's all I've got for the debate last night. Korean Air is going to start weighing passengers before they get on their airline. But don't worry, they're not going to charge for extra weight people. At least not yet. There's no plans, but you know they've got that coming eventually, and maybe they need to. Have you flown on an airplane recently in the United States? I shouldn't have to explain the problems behind seat sizes, but let me do it anyway. Flying is just a nightmare anymore for somebody like me. I don't know if you've had better experiences, but even like on first class, I'm not going to mention any specific airlines. In the coach cabin, you usually see 6 to 9 seats deep at least. First class, it's at least 4 people, 2 on each side, unless you're on a bigger plane. Which is weird flying first class because you're put in the plane first. And then you have to sit there as everybody from coach walks past you with their crotch right at your face level, which is a strange kind of passive-aggressive interaction that almost feels designed. I can't ride coach without a panic attack. Your legs are falling asleep, you're afraid you're going to have a stroke or something from not moving for 3 hours, you got people coughing on you, screaming children, wild packs of support animals roaming the cabin. I was at Chicago International a few years back with my family. Some jerk had a pit bull that lunged at my daughter in the middle of the terminal. And I bet some of you have seen these psychotic seating arrangements that they want to put on us in the future. I don't know how to describe it other than harnesses that hang from the ceiling and overlap so that they can cram more people into the airplanes. And if you look at this thing, it's like you are going to be flying with somebody's butt in your face the entire time. And somebody's face is going to be in your butt too, because they're talking about double stacking us on top of how bad it already is. And you people can shut the hell up about my carry-on bag. I'm not putting it underneath so you can lose it. And stop threatening me at the gate about what you're going to do with my bag if I don't voluntarily give it up. Nobody in their right mind checks bags these days unless they're going to Cairo for a year. Even then, you should just buy your clothes when you get there. So here's a new buzzword for you: master dating. It's a hot new trend, apparently. They say singles in the city are self-pleasuring out in public. Come on. On any given night, you're likely to spot a giddy guy or gal at a trendy restaurant, bar, or museum, or even a fully packed park, single-handedly going at it all alone. Is it really all that surprising to people that it might be fun to go out and do things on your own? I mean, I like doing it a lot. Maybe it's because I was an only child, and a lot of people don't understand it. Like my wife, for example, doesn't understand it when I might want to go to dinner by myself. Try explaining that one. I usually just do lunch when I want to have one by myself, but apparently some people just cannot handle alone time. And that's completely foreign to people like me, who are known to spend hours on the weekends out in the woods doing nothing but enjoying the complete silence. I consider it a success if I've been out in the woods for like 5 or 6 hours and not seen or heard another living soul. It can do wonders for clearing the mind. It's not for everybody, but if you've never done it before and it sounds intriguing, give it a shot. A nice meal by yourself can be fantastic also, first and foremost because you don't have to keep talking while you're trying to eat. How's your meal tonight?
Fantastic, thank you.
You always hear somebody talking about the poor child at the cafeteria who's sitting all by themselves. Well, did you ever stop to think, Karen, that that kid might enjoy eating all by themselves? No, you didn't think of that because you're only thinking about yourself. I'm preaching about introvert power. Leave us alone. And please, do not take it personally. For Newsweek Radio, I'm Jesse Edwards.